Okay, here we go. An abbreviated show. Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete, jumping on right after the Dodger game on AM 570 LA Sports. We'll take you up to 3 o'clock when Petros and Muddy jump in. Rodney, I thought they were going to call the game a lot sooner. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I did too, Fred. I did too. They just played through it, man. Played through it. It's all good.
And I think they would have continued, but Bruce Bochy went out and looked at the umpires. And did you see then when they looked at Dave Robertson, he gave the slash across his throat and said, let's get out of this, Randall. Let's get out of here.
Get out of here. What are we doing?
What are we doing? Okay. So scores are irrelevant. What have we learned about the Dodgers? Yesterday, we hypothesized that Chris Taylor might get some run at shortstop. And apparently, that's what's going to happen. Miguel Rojas, is going to be the shortstop.
It's going to get confusing.
I know.
They're both named Miguel.
Let's put it like
playing
this.
All over the place.
Miggy's going to be at short. Miggy's going to be at
there
second.
There you go.
Miguel Rojas will play shortstop, and Chris Taylor will spell him. That's basically what we learned. Of course, yeah. Rojas is a big league shortstop. Only problem is he gets hurt. But that's the way they're going to do this, and that opens up the outfield slot. We tried to figure out yesterday what would happen. You got to fill one hole, infield, outfield. It's the outfield slot. And Jason Hayward hit a home run today.
He hit a home run today. He's solid outfielder. I mean, gold glove type outfielder. So I know you wanted to put him in the pasture, Fred, but he heard you yesterday. He heard you.
Well, you
put him out the pasture. He went, yeah, he put it in your pasture.
Yeah, what he did is he broke out of the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
He's a thoroughbred. He broke free. He's a stallion.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that plays out. Dodgers, though, at this point in time, now we'll just try to figure out what they're doing. Mookie hit a home run today.
Yep.
Trace Thompson has not been tearing the cover off the ball, but it's very, very early. So we'll see.
You going to put him out the pasture too, Fred?
No.
3 games in?
No. That's a little bit soon in the preseason. I'm not going to dot the exclamation point on him quite yet.
Okay, good, good.
And Dodgers will be back at it again tomorrow. I don't expect any rain tomorrow. So you should get the
entire game. It's Arizona, so it's probably it's predictable here in L.A., boy. Woo! You think we were somewhere else in the country with all the rain and off and on and all day and all that.
And it's cold.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's so cold.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine lives in that. In the hills, and outside of his, he's got like a green zone. So outside of his, and this is in LA, he showed a picture and it was white caps, the mountains.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like you're in Denver somewhere. It was a crazy picture. He said, guess where I am? And I couldn't tell where he was. And it was LA.
Yeah. It's really been weird weather. And of course I am a meteorologist.
Yes, you are.
So if you have any problems, you come to me.
You criticizing for the big technology we got with the Doppler and all that kind of stuff. You don't like that. You want to go old school and stick your thumb in your mouth and pull it outside the window, tell the temperature.
Okay, and you know what? They both work, don't they? They're both very effective. I can look at my phone right now and say, it's cold. Then when I leave here and go to my car, I'll confirm it's cold, and that's all the weather I need.
Well, I got it down. What would our man Bigar do then?
Bigger.
Red?
Let me tell you
what
our
man Bigar do or our girl Melissa McGee do.
Well, look, I can't speak to Melissa, but I can speak to David Bigar. And I've said it once and I'll say it again. He got the happiest hands in all of weather. That guy's got hands like you can imagine.
Happy hands.
Yeah, it's like a sleight of hand. Oh, he could be a magician. This guy moves his hands faster than anyone I've ever seen in my life. David Bigar. He's got the active hands. That's what we'll call him from now on.
Active hands, Bigar.
Active hands. Something happened last night, and people were absolutely dumbfounded by it. The Kings made a trade.
Yeah.
Now, the Kings are battling for a playoff spot. They've got a really good roster. But there's one thing that's been bad all year long, or questionable, and that's their goaltending. I remember earlier in the year, I said on Channel 4, the Kings need a goalie. I said that on TV, and a viewer wrote me this letter, and don't you have any
respect? How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you, Fred?
Don't you have any respect for Jonathan Quick and what
Quickie,
he's done?
Quickie, man. Come on, Fred. What you got against Quickie?
Right. And this was earlier in the year. Because if you follow the Kings and you realize they are a really good team now, they need a goalie. They had Cal Peterson. He completely fizzled. And they sent him to the American Hockey League in Ontario. Then they brought up Phoenix Copley, who they signed during the offseason and had put him at AAA Ontario, brought him up. He started to play well because the Kings score a lot of goals, but with Jonathan Quick in the nets, if you score five, they'll score six. If you score three, they'll score four. And it was just really hard to watch. And this is a team that could make a run this year. So last night, Rob Blake, the general manager, after they beat Winnipeg, announced a deal that is unthinkable in the minds of people in this city. Unthinkable. Jonathan Quick would have been traded. He's in the final year of his deal. I'm sure at the end of this season, he would have retired because the Kings would not have re-signed him. So really about 6 weeks left in the year. Trade deadline is Friday. Kings are making a run. They needed a goalie, and they got one. They got Jonas Korpisalo, and they got a defenseman, Vladislav Gavrikov from Columbus.
Glad you said that, not me.
I practiced for an hour. And they sent Jonathan Quick to Columbus. People were outraged, shocked, and stunned beyond belief.
It's a fan favorite.
Yeah, how could you do this? How could you do this to a fan favorite, a legend? A man who, when the Kings won their Stanley Cups, was probably not the best goalie in the National Hockey League. The best goalie in the world.
Yeah.
He was
very instrumental. He was the guy.
He was the guy. He was doing things that were unthinkable. No one had ever seen the kinds of things he was doing.
He had quite a run.
Yeah, he was an enormous reason why they won those Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
But we have to be honest, and we have to be fair. No one can take that from him. No one can remove what he did. And one day he'll have a statue outside of Staples Center. No one can take that from him. But this team needs to win now, right now. They need a goalie. They don't have time to be sentimental. There was talk that he was upset that, you know, the way he found out, he was shocked. Well, I don't know how you tell somebody. Except we're making...
Well, no, there's ways to tell people.
Yeah,
I've been inside both sides of those things.
Okay.
There's ways to be professional, and especially for someone that's given so much to an organization. And now we don't know exactly how it went down.
We don't know.
So let's not speculate, but there's a way to do it, especially with an individual that has meant so much to the organization, especially with the couple of the Stanley Cups that he was very instrumental in. You got to treat him the right way.
Okay, but we also know this. You just can't sit with him at this point.
And I think he'd be the first one to tell you he hadn't played well.
In his final game with the Kings, he started against the Rangers, and they had to pull him.
Yeah.
It's been that kind of year. I mean, he's just lost a little bit. That's not any disrespect. It's a statement of fact. And as unthinkable as it is that the Kings would make a move like this, I think fans, on the other hand, should say, well, I'm glad this management group wants to win. I'm glad that they want to make a move to try to get us deeper into the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're in it to win it. So, yeah, it's hard. It's hard to see this happen. Like, what, 5-6 weeks left in the season anyway?
Yeah.
And do you think when the season's over, people thought he'd retire as a King? Okay. Come back, sign a one-day deal, retire as a King. Pretty simple. Yes, it happened. Yes. He holds a special place in everyone's heart in this city for what he did, but they're trying to win. It's really simple. I give them credit for pulling the trigger and having the guts.
That's not easy, you know, as an organization to do that. You know, we've seen it in time in sports where legends get traded at the end of their career. Joe Montana, San Francisco. That didn't end well in San Francisco for him or the organization, but it happens. And, like you said, when you got a good young team and you're in the hunt, you got to try to win. And sometimes you can't just sit on feelings. And yes, you can remember people and you can be respectful. But at the end of the day, it is a business and you are trying to win. And you want to put the best players and best product on the court or on the ice. And there's no time, like you said, to be sentimental when you're trying to win a pennant.
You know, for fans, you want to have your favorites. You want to support your team. But Colin always says something, and he's so right. Always fall in like with the players on your team because you understand it's a business too. Fall in like with them, but don't fall in love with them. Because when you fall in love, your judgment is clouded. And oftentimes, you won't do things out of emotion. The Kings removed the emotion from the equation, made a move that needed to be made, Thank you to Jonathan Quick for everything. He'll be back here very soon and probably retire as a King. But I know Kings fans are very upset. They were upset last night. They've been upset this morning. The Kings did what they had to do, and I actually think you should applaud them.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
If you're a Laker fan, it is now the doomsday scenario. It's the one thing you can't have happen under any circumstances. Number one, you can't get LeBron hurt, right? They've just put this team together, and we know from a chemistry standpoint, they look good. And we also know this roster is significantly better than what the Lakers had. So we know that. But the one thing you can't have is LeBron get hurt. That cannot occur, and it happened. Okay, so now what has to happen? Well, first, D'Angelo Russell's hurt. And that is devastating as well.
Boy, he was fitting in nicely, too.
Yeah, he was. And that was a freak injury when he stepped on somebody's foot. So what has to happen? Anthony Davis has to step up. He's got to be the man. He's got to lead the team. He's got to take control.
And he has been.
And last night he did. Last night he had a hell of a game. He played big. He played strong. He took control. He led the Lakers. And they still got beat. The doomsday scenario. They still got beat. Even AD did what he was supposed to do last night, and they got beat. They give up 84, 86 points in the paint. That's unheard of. Ja Morant went insane.
Well, yeah, that's another thing. He went off, and sometimes you can't really account sometimes for certain players in this league that just go off. And what do you have, 28 in the quarter?
28 in the third quarter.
Yeah. Guys like him, Dame Lillard, Steph, you know, guys that can just have that kind of firepower can go off on you. Sometimes there's no answer for him. Sometimes you got to shake his hand and say, man, just everything you throw up is going in.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they did shake his hand and you know, other things. Because he was remarkable.
Better offense can be better defense, Fred.
Well, that's true. That's true. And I'll say something else. Despite the fact AD had a great game on the boards, there were moments in that game where Memphis controlled their offensive board. They, despite the fact AD played as well as he did, to me it looked like Memphis won the inside game.
Yeah.
I mean, if they shot and missed, they had the rebound. It was pretty simple. If they shot and missed, they had the rebound. And then, what was it?
That's a strong suit of that team, though, too.
Okay. You know, points rebounding. Off turnovers, they had like 27, 25. The Lakers had 7. I mean, that's not going to get it done. And now you've got back-to-backs. AD went down last night. Tell me you didn't think, oh, God, no.
Did he
went down last night? It's like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yep. Oh. That's it. But he got back up.
He got back up. Even though he's out tonight, it's not like an extended thing or anything like that. It's just a night off.
Right. So now for the Lakers in Oklahoma City, look, they need to beat the Thunder. They're chasing the Thunder. They've got to run them down. This is a two-game swing. A team you're chasing, you beat them, they lose. It's kind of a two-game swing.
Yeah.
And they go in undermanned. They go in beat up. And they go in looking as they did before that trade. Pretty frustrating. The one thing that could not happen was LeBron got hurt. He's out. We don't know when he'll be back.
Because you felt pretty good, right? We felt pretty good about where the Lakers were. They won 3 straight. And I think, you know, safe to say, Fred, it's the best they'd look in a stretch, any kind of stretch, all season long.
Right.
As a complete team.
Right.
And you got pretty excited about it. And then, as you said, the thing that cannot happen. And it's worse than AD going down is when LeBron goes down.
Right. So tonight, you don't have LeBron. It's a back-to-back. AD's not playing. And again, these are games you have to win.
Do we know when D'Angelo Russell's coming back?
Friday is the tentative date. Although, I think if he warms up tonight and feels okay, he may go. But they were shooting for Friday.
Okay.
They need all the help they can get. Losing to Memphis, Western Conference squad, bad. They could beat Oklahoma City tonight, bad. Remember, they have to finish on fire.
But, you know, Memphis on the road, did you really think they were going to win that game? I mean, it's a tough one. You got to toss that one up going, Memphis sitting there, you know, number two seed, pretty good in the West. You know, that was an uphill battle to win that game even if LeBron's in the game.
And I'm thinking, as I watched last night, if LeBron's playing.
They win.
Yeah, Lakers going by 10 points.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
Yeah, they're that much of a better team now than they were before the trade deadline.
Yeah, Lakers could have won by 10 points. So that's where you're at. They're in Oklahoma City tonight. And if you're a Laker fan, fingers crossed. Clippers, we got to get out of here in a minute.
What in the world?
Yeah, I mean, the Clippers have dropped three in a row, and now it's time
to... Don't blame Russ either. I hear everybody blame. Oh, that's a big headline.
Well, what is he doing?
They're 0-3 with Russell Westbrook.
Right.
So 0-3. Really? Yeah, he didn't play the last 14 minutes of the game the other day, right? He didn't play the whole fourth quarter, and I think part of the third. You going to blame Russ?
I mean, what's he doing wrong? He's there, but he's... Well, what is he doing? Kevin, don't make that face.
Well, yeah, I mean, he played in the fourth quarter last night, had a couple of bad turnovers and an ill-advised jump shot in crunch time. So, I mean, not really making
it. It was the game before he didn't play in the fourth quarter, right?
That was two games ago, correct. Yeah, you're right. It's not all his fault, Rodney. You're right.
Yeah.
But you're indicating last night was.
He did with the pass that he tried to get to. Where
I'm trying to give him a break here.
And nine-tenths of his shot, he decided he didn't want to shoot and pass it down low.
Yep.
Was it Plumlee who's trying to get the ball to?
Don't you understand life is fluid? You have to be able to pivot. You want to shoot? No, I'll pass. That's okay. You got to be able to react. Well, another exhausting day for the guys here.